Lucy followed the great lion out into the passage, and at once she saw, coming toward them, an old man, barefoot, dressed in a red robe. His white hair was crowned with a chaplet of oak leaves, his beard fell to his girdle, and he supported himself with a curiously carved staff. When he saw Aslan, he bowed low.
Welcome, Aslan, to the least of your houses.
Do you grow weary, Kariakin, of ruling such foolish subjects as I have given you here?
No, they are rather stupid, but there's no real harm in them. I begin to grow rather fond of the creatures. Sometimes, perhaps, I am a little impatient, waiting for the day when they can be governed by wisdom instead of this rough magic.
All in good time, Kariakin.
Do you intend to show yourself to them?
Nay, I should frighten them out of their senses. Many stars will grow old and come to take their rest in islands before your people are ripe for that. And today, before sunset, I must visit Trumpkin the Dwarf, where he sits in the castle at Caer Paravel, counting the days till his master Caspian comes home. I will tell him your story, Lucy.
But, Aslan...
Do not look so sad. We shall meet soon again.
Please, Aslan, what do you call soon?
I call all times soon.
He's gone again. And you and I, quite crestfallen. It's always like that. You can't keep him. It's not as if he were a tame lion. And now, child, how did you enjoy my book?
Oh, parts of it very much indeed. Did you know I was there all the time?
Well, of course, I knew when I let the duffers make themselves invisible that you would be coming along presently to take the spell off. I wasn't quite sure of the exact day. And I wasn't especially on the watch today. You see, they had made me invisible too. And being invisible always makes me sleepy. Oh, hey-ho. There, I'm yawning again.
When will the spell work? Will the duffers be visible again at once?
Oh, yes. They're visible now.
Oh.
But they're probably all asleep still. They always take a rest in the middle of the day.
Now that they're visible, are you going to let them stay ugly? Or will you make them as they were before?
That's rather a delicate question. You see, they're the only ones who think they were nice to look at before. They say they've been uglified, but that isn't what I called it. Many people might say the change was for the better.
Oh, are they awfully conceited then?
They are. Or at least the chief duffer is, and he's taught all the rest to be. They always believe every word he says.
We've noticed.
Yes, we'd get on better without him, in a way. Of course, I could turn him into something else, or even put a spell on him, which would make them not believe a word he said. But I don't like to do that. It's better for them to admire him than to admire nobody.
But don't they admire you?
Oh, not me. They wouldn't admire me.
Why did you make them ugly? I mean, what they call ugly.
Well, they wouldn't do what they were told.
Oh.
Their work is to mind the garden and raise the food. Not for me, as they imagine, but for themselves. They wouldn't do it at all if I didn't make them. And of course, for a garden, you want water. There is a beautiful spring about half a mile away up the hill. And from that spring, there flows a stream which runs right past the garden. All I wanted them to do was to take their water from the stream. instead of trudging up to the spring with their buckets two or three times a day and tiring themselves out, besides spilling half of it on the way back. But they wouldn't see it. In the end, they refused. Point blank.
Are they as stupid as all that?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the troubles I've had with them. But let's go to the window and look at the duffers, now that they can be looked at.
Hmm.
There. There are your duffers.
I don't see anybody. All I can see are those mushroom things.
Those aren't mushrooms.
Hmm?
Those are the sleeping duffers.
Oh.
Look more closely. What you think are the tops of the mushrooms are actually their feet.
Feet?
Well, foot, I should say. Each duffer has only one leg and one foot. Each one is so large, a duffer sleeps under it to keep away the sun and rain.
Oh.
Ah, watch. The clock will strike three and the duffers will awake. Here, I'll open the window.
So the thumping sound is because they only have one leg and one foot and have to jump around?
Yes.
Oh, they look so funny. Did you make them like that?
Yes. I made the duffers into monopods.
Look, lads, we're visible again.
Visible we are! And what I say is, when chaps are visible, why, they can see one another! She caught the old man napping, that little girl did. We've beaten him this time!
But do they dare talk about you like that? They seemed to be so afraid of you yesterday. Don't they know you might be listening?
That's one of the funny things about the duffers. One minute they talk as if I ran everything and overheard everything and was extremely dangerous. The next moment they think they can take me in by tricks that a baby would see through. Bless them.
But what were they like before?
Common little dwarfs. Nothing as nice as the sort you have in Narnia, though.
Oh, they're so funny, and they're rather nice. Do you think it would make any difference if I told them so?
I'm sure it would. If you could only get it into their heads.
Will you come with me and try?
No, no. You'll get on far better without me.